Chapter 1. God Made It All.
The Bible is a very important letter from God and is written directly to each one of us. That's right. The Bible says that God sent a very special message just to you. Although the letter was written many years ago, what it has to say is just as important today as when it was first written. Every boy and girl needs to know what the Bible says to them.
The first pages in the Bible tell us that God was never born and He will never die. His life had no beginning and it will never end. God has always been and will always be. The Bible says that in the beginning there was only God. There were no plants, animals, or people. There was no earth, moon, or sun. There were no other gods. Nothing. Only God was alive in the beginning.
The Bible says that God made all the things we can see and all the things we cannot see. One of the first things God did was to make angels. We cannot see angels just like we cannot see God. Both angels and God are what we call spirits. They're like people, but they don't have bodies of muscle and bone. The angels were made to be God's special messengers. They were to do what God asked. All the angels watched and sang as God made the world.
The Bible tells us that when God made the world, He did it in a very special way. When we make things, we need pencils, paper, and scissors. Sometimes we make things using wood, nails, and glue. At other times, we use a needle and thread. But the Bible says that when God made the world, He didn't use any tools at all. God just spoke, and there it was.
God said, "Let there be light." And do you know what? Just like that, light appeared in the darkness. The Bible says that God made everything we see simply by speaking words out of His mouth. God has so much power. He can do anything.
The Bible tells us that God made the sun, moon, and stars. He placed them in the sky exactly where He wanted them. God could do that because He is everywhere. We should be happy to know that God is everywhere. This means He can be with you, and at the same time He can be with your family and friends, no matter how far away they go or where they live. That is just how big and great God is.
The Bible says that God made the world in 6 days. Only God could do that. He made the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the water we drink. He made the rivers, oceans, and mountains. God made all the trees and flowers.
God made the fish that swim in the sea. He made minnows and whales, crabs and seahorses.
God made the birds that fly in the sky. Whether big or small, He made them all.
God made the animals that slither and crawl, walk and hop, tiny or tall, fast or slow. The Bible tells us that God created them all.
Last of all, God made people, both man and woman. Their names were Adam and Eve. God loved them and cared for them. He made a perfect garden full of all sorts of trees, flowers, and tame animals just for them, so that they could enjoy all that He had made. God would come and visit Adam and Eve. They would walk together in the garden. They were very close friends. Can you imagine that? Walking and talking with the Creator? What do you think they talked about?
So they say that God is way out there, but can He be my friend? Is He a God that I can trust from now until the end? If He only Yes, the